Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Tell me what is important in your life, and I'll tell you who your God really is. What you spend your money for, what you give your time to, where you invest your resources, that's what you really consider to be important in life, whether it is your family, your hobby, or your work. What is important to you, friend? The tension between our work and family and God isn't new. No matter how much you love your family, your wife and kids, you've still got to earn a living. Yet Jesus was so clear when he said, "Seek first my kingdom and my righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you." It's the other things that crowd your schedule, that keep you from prioritizing your time and energy and dissipate your determination to accomplish your goals. How do you balance all of the demands that are made on us today? No wonder you feel like a juggler who keeps tossing more and more glass balls into the air until it becomes certain that things are about to crash. Question: have you ever noticed that the very last thing which Jesus said to Peter was exactly the same thing he said at their first encounter? Remember? Jesus said, "Follow me." That was it. That was what Jesus wanted from start to finish and everything else in between. Now, just a minute, you say. Those guys had to make a living, and so do I. That's true. When Jesus called Peter and his brother James, they had their fishing nets in their hands. They were about to throw the net into the sea. Small businessmen as Peter and James don't have a very large margin of profit. Living near Capernaum, which was the trade route between Assyria and Egypt, they sold their fish daily and they had little left over. I'm wondering for a few fleeting seconds anyway if Peter thought, "Hey, maybe we can cut a deal. Jesus, I'll follow you, but I'd like to keep my fishing nets handy, and when things slack off a bit, I'll do a little fishing on the side." In other words, keep the fishing nets in the grip of your hand. She was an old maid watchmaker with a heart for Jewish people. Her name? Corrie ten Boom. She was arrested and sent to a concentration camp in World War II because she was a friend to those whose lives were periled because they happened to be Jews, descendants of Abraham. Corrie used to say that it is best to hold your treasures lightly, because otherwise it hurts too much when God pries them out of your hand. What does that mean, you might be thinking? You're still holding the nets when you want to follow Jesus Christ, but not all the way. You don't mind Easter and Christmas and perhaps taking the kids to church now and then, but don't get too excited about this business of following Jesus Christ. After all, you don't want to be considered a fanatic. You're holding on to the nets when you want to cut a deal with God. Friend, it just doesn't work. "If anyone would come after me," said Jesus, "he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." No wonder Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who died under the hand of the Gestapo, called it radical discipleship. Okay, you may be thinking, so Jesus wanted his men to leave their nets. Does that mean walking away from my business or my work? No, not necessarily. But it does mean you let him be Lord of your life, of your home, of your leisure, your thoughts too. Jesus' promise of adding these other things when you make him first are still true. Turn loose of the net, friend. You'll discover God will then fill it more times than you can count. Are you holding on to that net, afraid that if you really turn loose, you're going to end up as a colossal failure? Forget it, friend. I can tell you, if you turn loose of that net and trust Him, He will meet your needs. I've done it for years. I'd like to hear from you. Email will reach me at guidelines@guidelines.org. You can go to our website and print out or listen to what you've just heard again, guidelines.org.